Oh my God. I didn't expect this to be this hot.
Hey, my baby bees, it's your girl Bee, and we are back. Welcome to season 2 of Celebrity Truth or Dare. We're kicking things off with Cameras Johnson from Batwoman to One Piece season 2. And today, he's facing truths you don't hear in interviews and dares you absolutely cannot talk your way out of. Now, sit back, relax as you work too hard not to, grab yourself a snack, and enjoy the show. Okay, Cam, welcome to Celebrity Truth or Dare.
Thank you so much.
Incredible.
Right back at you. I appreciate you.
How are you doing today?
I feel great. I'm happy to be here. You know, I haven't done a podcast interview in a long time. I don't think I've ever done a live one like this before. Cool. So this is very fun already.
So congrats on One Piece.
Thank you so much.
Playing Mr. Fi. Now, when does that come out?
March 10th.
March 10th. Oh my God, it's just around the corner.
Coming up soon, yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. Okay, so what's it like entering such a massive global franchise with an established fan base?
Oh, I feel very lucky. I feel like this show is very special and specific because the fan base is so much more supportive than most projects I've ever seen. Like, I feel like when we post anything about the show, any announcement, any behind the scenes, anything, they flock to it and they just show so much love. Like, they love this show and this story so much. So I feel like I just entered a giant global family.
I love that.
Yeah, I feel very, very lucky.
That's amazing. Like, now, okay, so I originally know you from Batwoman.
That's right,
Luke. And you also did a little swappe over to Batwing. But you directed too. Like, how did that all happen?
Yeah, it was crazy. So I played Luke Fox in Batwoman for 3 seasons. Season 2 was when I became Batwing. So season 3 was kind of like my superhero season.
Nice.
And yeah, it was so fun. When it came to directing an episode, that was crazy because during season 1, I made 2 short films. One's called Grab My Hand, A Letter to My Dad, and the other's called Blue Bison. And I started entering them in film festivals and, you know, started winning some awards or whatever. And the crew was like, oh, snap, we see online that you're a filmmaker. Can we watch your short films? It's like, sure. So I sent it to my camera guys. My camera guys then sent it to the wardrobe department, who then sent it to the makeup department. And then before I knew it, everyone in our crew had seen my films.
Wow.
So the camera guys came up to me one day and were like, hey, man, you should direct an episode of the show. I was like, oh, man, that's so nice of you. Anyway, and, you know, I moved on, and a week later or so, they were like, hey, did you ask Warner Brothers if you're going to direct an episode?
Like, no, seriously, are you going to direct? Or
yeah. I was like, that's nice, but, like, relax, because, like, I didn't see myself as a director for real. Like, yeah. I made these little films, but, like, I'm an actor, I make some music sometimes. Like, directing and writing, that's something I do for fun. But they kept pushing. So I was like, okay, I'll ask Warner Brothers for the fun of it. And Warner Brothers was like, yeah, sure. Oh. Okay, so they were like, yeah, ask Greg Berlanti if he's down, our executive producer, the best man in the world. So I asked Greg. Greg was like, absolutely, you can get an episode next season. Ask your showrunner for your final yes. So I asked Caroline Dries, who I freaking love, and she said, this show is not an easy show to shoot, but if you're down for the challenge, I'm down to have you. So I was like, cool. And they gave me an episode of season 3, and it was a challenge and so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. Ugh. Yeah, so shout out to my crew. That's like, they're the whole reason that happened.
That's huge. Did you get to work with a lot of stunts? Like,
I did. Oh my God. That was the best part. Like, the coolest part was that there was like this, for the fans of Batwoman that have seen season 3, episode 11, there was a moment where we had like a stunt fight happening here, and then the camera moves into another fight, and then moves back, and then moves back.
So cool.
And in the script, that was supposed to happen twice. It was like boom, and then boom, and then over. But me and the stunt crew have gotten so close over the seasons because, like, I love stunts and, like, I love training with them all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if we just, like, do a couple more and we just really amp up this stunt? And they were like, yeah, like, the more stunts we can do, the better. So I just really went crazy with it and had, like, a flying clothesline. And we added all this crazy stuff. Huh. It was so fun.
I love that. Oh,
so
my
fun.
God.
Yeah.
I have to, like, literally pinpoint that episode that you directed so I could just, like, oh, yeah. Cam was behind.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. So when it comes to the earlier seasons, so your season 1, you had a different Batwoman.
I did.
So how'd that shift everything on set?
It was crazy. I mean, like, that's not a very common thing to happen.
No.
Obviously. So the lead of our show switched out. And thankfully, Javicia Leslie, who I love to death, she came in and she took over. She was like, listen, like, this is new, this is different, but she's so great and so warm and so nice and so friendly. And she's like a hard worker and she's collaborative. So we just jumped right into it. We're like, okay, mm-hmm. you're the new captain of the ship. So whatever you want to do, let's do it. And it felt like, you know, not a day was missed. Like, we just kept going on this new path. And the story was that the original Batwoman was in, like, a plane crash. The new Batwoman found the Batsuit.
Okay.
It actually became a nice, like, comedic beat for a while because she was like, well, I can just put on the suit and become Batwoman.
Yeah.
My character was like, people are going to know you're not Batwoman.
Yes.
And then she was like, what do you mean? And the line, it's such a good line, but Luke Fox goes, hello, black. And it's so funny. But it was a really smart transition, I think. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, so, like, the number one on the call sheet can just really set the tone for the entire show.
Yeah, they can.
The whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So, and Javicia was great. Like, if she came in and she wasn't sure how to do it, then it would have been a really rough season 2 and 3. Yeah. But she stepped in and she was like, okay.
She carried it.
She carried it, which love is it. A shout out to Javicia. I love you, girl.
Yes.
Love her.
Shout out. So, okay. What's your favorite kind of character? A superhero or a villain?
Okay, so I played both now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say. So I've always wanted to play a villain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most actors want to play villains.
Villains are fun.
They're so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so fun. But I think one thing about villains is that they have so much presence, even if they're not there very long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a hero is constantly explaining to you how important it is to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
A villain can come in one scene and say, I want to burn it all down, and you'll never forget that one scene.
That's
so true. What's interesting about my hero and my villain is that Luke Fox, he was oftentimes in one place, like a villain. Mm-hmm. He's always in the Batcave or in Wayne Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there were some days where I would shoot an entire episode in a day.
Oh, wow.
All of my scenes were in the Batcave. So I would just do a scene, and I got so used to it, I would tell the director and the camera guys, like, if you want, you can just leave the camera here. I'll do all 8 of my scenes in a row.
Wow.
And then when you say cut, you can move the camera. I'll do all 8 of my scenes in a row again.
Pro.
You know,
pro.
Appreciate you.
Pro.
You know, so that was cool. And, like, villains are similar. Villains are like, I can come in for this one thing and blow everything up.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Mr. Five, you know what I'm saying? But I can come and blow things up. And even if it feels like, for me in this moment, I'm just here for this moment, for the fans and the other characters, this character is such a big deal to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is my long-winded way of saying villains are better.
So I'm going to get you to give us your best villain laugh later on.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it just yet,
okay.
But I want you to get kind of stretched.
Sounds good.
Stretch the neck out,
okay.
You know, do some vocal exercises. So you're a Georgia boy.
I am.
Wow, born and raised.
Southern boy, that's right.
And your dad's a military man?
He is. He's retired Navy, and my older brother is also a retired Navy. And I was planning to go to the Navy, but I did not.
Now, that was your grandma was like, you need to be doing acting instead. Is that what happened with that?
So, what happened was, I was in ROTC in high school, which is like a high school military training, if you will. And if you go to ROTC for all 4 years, you can start in the military as an E3 rather than an E1.
Okay. Which
means like higher.
Almost like an officer, like a little bit higher.
Like more money and higher position or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I did it for freshman year and I really liked ROTC because I like, you know, boot camp and working out. And, you know, that was all fun for me. So then I went back for sophomore year. And the way my high school worked, it was like freshman year. Welcome to the military. Look how fun it is. And sophomore year is everybody get on the ground.
Get on the ground
and I was
now.
Like, what happened? So I.
They get you that way. They get
that's
you.
How they get you.
Fun.
And then apparently junior year is like, oh, you're back. We'll go easy on you. And then seniors are kind of in charge. But I didn't make it that far. Because when they started yelling at me at sophomore year, I was like, and I can't yell back. So I became a really bad student.
Mm.
Only in this class.
Okay.
That's not, well, yeah, mainly in this class.
Cam, you're acting out?
I was acting out. I was already the class clown, but in this class, I was like the king of class clowns. So as soon as I started getting crazy, okay, so freshman year, I was what's called the CO and the XO. So CO is like I was in charge of the class.
Okay.
The next semester, I was second in charge of the class. So when I was a sophomore, everyone kind of saw me as like a former leader. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So because they were being so mean and I started acting out, everybody started acting out because I was...
Your fault, follow the leader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'd be taking a test And I would have a pencil and be like, oh, drop it. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Butterfingers. Sorry.
You doing it again?
I would just, and then as soon as I do it twice, everyone goes, that's what we're doing today. And everyone's dropping pencils over and over again. And it was like little things like that. Like when Master Chief Chapman would look over there, I would clap and keep working. And then it would just be claps.
Like, who's clapping?
You know?
Who goes there?
It was bad. So at the end of the year, Master Chief, bless his heart, he pulled me to the side and he said, Johnson, for the love of God, please don't come back next year. And I said, yeah, okay, I wasn't planning this anyway. So the next year, I needed a class to take over my ROTC class. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And it was my mom that said, you like to be loud and obnoxious. Try acting.
Okay, that does kind of match.
Thank you.
Speaking of, in that moment, I was loud and obnoxious.
But yeah, here we are. Thanks to my mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So mom knew.
She knew. Oh,
but granted, you can take the boy out of the military, but you can't exactly take the military out of the boy.
Amen.
Now, is there kind of any kind of militant traits that you still have that apply to your life today?
I say I'm pretty... I feel like the military is all about like being responsible for things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's all about presentation as well. Like if you don't iron your uniform to a certain extent, if you don't put the pins at a certain place,
it
points off. You got to be crisp.
Crisp.
So like I try my best to, it's so funny. I never thought about this until this moment, but ROTC training probably led into my fashion sense a bit because I know how you present yourself. People are doxing points if you don't come correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. I think it also awakened the rebel in me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all of the rules, I was like always looking for ways to bend them.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that I still do that to this day.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I think there's something in common we have here.
Yeah. A little bit of a bug, isn't
it? A little bit of a bug. Yeah, there's something a little bit going on there. Yeah. So that kind of leans into the game a little bit.
Okay.
Are you more of like a truth person or more of a dare person? What's in your rebellious spirit?
That's a good question. I feel like I'm nicely in the middle. I feel
well balanced.
You know, I'm an open book, so like I can tell you any truth you want to know. But I also love a game and I love taking risks. So.
Okay.
Go either way.
And then when it comes to risks, when was the last time you took one and said yes?
Last time I took a risk. When's the last time I took a risk? I can't think of like the most recent. I went bungee jumping with my little brother.
Did you?
And I did not want to go.
I'm terrified of going bungee jumping.
The scariest thing I've ever done.
Did you go around your ankles?
No. Oh, no.
Throw you off.
No. It was like a whole situation. But it was crazy because my little brother begged me to go. This is back in Vancouver when I was just
battling.
So it was a minute ago, but he begged me to go. And I was like, okay. But the way my family works, if I took a bungee jumping and didn't go, I never would have heard the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, now I have to go.
Yeah.
So we both jumped. And he just jumped off like it was a normal day.
Whee!
They opened the gate. He was like yeah. It took me a minute. I was like holding the rail. I was like, okay.
Hearts pounding. Breathe.
So I jumped, screamed at the top of my lungs, had a blast. And when I got back to the top, they said, if you jump again, it's half off. And I love a deal.
Oh, my God.
50% off.
How can you resist? You've already done it.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, we're already here. So we jumped a second time. My little brother beat the front flip. Record.
He's having a little too much fun with that.
And I said, I'm never doing this again. What's the scariest way to do this? And he said, you want to jump backwards and pin drop. So you'll watch us get further away from you. I said, great. So I jumped backwards. I tried to pin drop and immediately started flailing and just started. I just screamed all the way down. And it was risky, partially because of my life. But also, I got to show you the video later. Whenever he jumped, my little brother, and I couldn't see him. For a quick second, I was like, oh, no, my dad's going to kill me. Why'd I let him do this? So, yeah, that's probably the biggest risk I've taken in a long time.
That's a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's
awesome,
always
though.
Scary to think that, like, if anything went wrong, like, what would happen? Like, you know it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things.
I do have another one, though.
I just
remember I did do one riskier because there was no guarantee of safety. My friend in Vancouver, I won't say his name, but he is a helicopter pilot.
Okay.
And he was taking me around, because he's like retired, so he just flies friends for free.
Oh, nice.
So he's flying me around, and he was like, you know, there was someone in this helicopter once that like was sitting inside and then jumped, like he like popped his head out of the helicopter. And that's really bad because it's illegal. Like you can't do both. Like you can either be in the helicopter when it takes off or be outside the helicopter when it takes off.
Like hanging off the bars.
Yeah.
Like some like Tom Cruise shit.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, so we landed somewhere. And I was like, cool. Hey, so before you said I could be on the outside of the world.
Strap yourself to the outside of the helicopter.
So I stood on the skid of the helicopter, like the little leg, and all I did was hold my seat. Ah. And we flew around. Tom Cruise style. It was crazy.
How high were you?
I don't know. High enough for it to be a problem. But it was awesome.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I've got it in me.
I'd do it again.
Oh my God.
It was so rad. It was just like, yo, what am I doing? Because at first it felt just like safe. And then I opened an arm to be like, woohoo. And the wind caught. And I was like, oh. And that was almost it for your boy. But I made it.
Wow. Well, you have had quite the history. Your team kind of filled this in a little bit. Apparently, when you were starting out in acting, you had these old little kind of these business cards you'd hand out, and it said beatboxer, actor. Do you want to try some beatboxing? I can't beatbox for shit. So it's okay. Only gonna be all about the confidence, not the skill.
For the record, people, actors do this thing when they lie on their resume. And I added beatboxer to give me a little pizzazz. That doesn't mean I can do it. But I'm down to try. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute? Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. So, this is about talent. It's not about talent. It's about having fun.
Okay.
Good wholesome, good old-fashioned fun.
So I'm ready for this.
No warm-up, no restarting. Sounds only, no words. Mm-hmm. We're going to get 10 seconds per round, but all we ask is full commitment. I'm going to be doing this with you as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So,
this is crazy.
Let's start with just like a simple solo one first. I'll give you 10 okay. seconds. You can just freestyle.
Can't believe you got me beatboxing right now. No direction. When I was 17, the reason I said I could beatbox is because I would walk around Times Square at like 2 in the morning and there would be people freestyle rapping.
Okay.
And I would beatbox for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I can beatbox. Because they were like, this kid can do it. It wasn't good. But I'll try my best. Are you ready for this? All right, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to be so bad. Okay. Okay. Hold on. I can't smile while I do it. Game on. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, God. I didn't even rehearse. I don't know how to do this.
Oh. Hey. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's all I got.
I like that.
That was it?
I think we're tied.
I don't think I've got the... No.
No.
I think you took that one. I think you took that one home. And the interesting part is that it's not over yet.
Great.
You have another round each. You can deliver it with some overconfidence.
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 So go even bigger.
You got to go even bigger.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. Ready.
Take it from the diaphragm.
From the diaphragm? You know? Okay.
Big breaths.
So you did the ha. Okay, let me try. Okay. All right. Okay, count me down.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, get it. Sorry, my bad. I'll take you out of it.
I don't think there's anything you could have done to save me.
give me one more. Hey. Yeah. Right. That's something. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was something.
Rumble at the end there. Woo!
That was so good, it got me sweating.
I think that's got, like, the blood flow going. The next one is Nervous But Trying.
Nervous But Trying. Okay.
Really, like, early Eminem, like, just before he gets on stage. He's like, all right, he's got to, like, warm up for it.
Okay. Audience started to like it a little bit, you know? Hey, I'm doing pretty good up here.
It's like a scene study moment. You gotta go through the emotion.
You have a little backstory. That was nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. I saw that. I am already nervous, but trying, but we'll go for it.
I love this.
We'll go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now your crush is starting to like it. That was beautiful.
That was good. A little pop.
That was really great. Do that. Okay, you do that thing.
No, I can't do that one. That like water droplet thing. I can do this though.
I can't do that. How do you do that?
I was a kid. I don't know. It's like a. It's like you put like high pressure on your tongue on your palate, and you're like. I would just do it in class sometimes. Like no one even knew where that was coming from. And it was like this. Boing.
You don't like me in class.
What was that?
You would have been great in my little circle of bad kids.
Yes! You've been great. Yes. I was a quiet kid, though, but I had my moments.
Were you a quiet kid?
I was a quiet kid.
Like shy?
Shy, yeah.
Interesting.
You, like, never would have.
I never would have guessed, because you're so bubbly. I felt like you're, like, you know, light up the room.
I came out of my shell. Like, I think acting helped with that. I was a drama kid. I was a drama kid. So I was like, okay, performing, like, I can be myself or be something else.
Around what age did you become a drama kid?
11, 12.
Oh, early.
Yeah.
Okay, I bet. Yeah, I think 13 for me.
Yeah, at school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 15. 15 for me.
The formative years.
That's right. The important years.
Oh, I don't know if I can keep doing it. There's another one. Oh, okay.
There's more?
Let's just pick. Okay, there's Way Too Serious.
Okay.
Audition Energy or Club Bathroom Energy. I kind of like Club Bathroom.
Club Bathroom Energy.
Getting, like, prepped to go, like.
Okay, so is the energy the music playing while I'm in the bathroom or how I'm feeling in the club bathroom?
How you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do I feel in club bathrooms? Tired.
Trying to get like.
Why am I here?
Social battery
I want to go home. Okay, what does tired I want to go home sound like? Just a yawn. Can I beatbox with air? Tried to ride the yawn wave.
Okay. So if I'm gonna just channel a different way. I'm trying to get, you know, hyped to get, you know, the girls are getting up dance floor.
That makes sense.
All right. So it's like get the lipstick on, the hair done.
Right.
It's like, I think this is gonna be like any other time I'm gonna try this, but I don't know if I can come up with anything.
The last one was fire.
The
bar is high.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can do this.
Are you putting the thing in there? That was fire. That was so good.
That's a little generous.
That was so good. I paused. I was like, this is the fire
beat. Hang on a minute.
Wait a minute. Can I start freestyling? It was so good.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, whoever on my team told her I could beatbox, we're going to talk after that.
Yes. Trust me, it was at my expense, too. So we're both in it. We're both in
fun.
It. That was fun,
in
though.
A long time. That's so funny.
Oh, God. I think the last time I did that, I was a kid at home by myself trying.
In the mirror?
Like in the mirror in the bathroom. That was the last time. Oh, my God. Good times, though.
That was fun.
Ugh.
That was fun.
Well, are you all warmed up, ready to play Truth or Dare?
I'm ready. I'm literally sweating. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, Cam, truth or dare?
Okay, we'll start with truth. Keep it easy.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know if I can go into another dare.
My dare would be like, do a backflip.
Okay. Cool. All right. So, What's one part of being on a superhero show that fans would probably be surprised to learn you didn't enjoy?
Didn't enjoy. Okay. I guess... It's hard because I was going to say putting on a super suit.
Everyone says that.
Everyone says that. But the first, like, many times I did it was not a problem. I felt like a superhero. Mm-hmm. Like, you put that Batwing suit on. Like, literally, I felt stronger. I remember I touched something. I flipped it over by accident. I was like, whoa! Like, I felt like my body changed.
Yeah.
But after a while, you start to realize, like, oh, this is heavy. Because mm-hmm. when you take the suit off, like, so to put on the Batwing suit, I had to put on this, like, super tight situation. And then another tight situation. And then put on the suit. And then the plate. And then the backpack. And then the helmet. So what happens is, to put them on, you have to roll your shoulders back and then put it on. And then you settle like this. And then you put another one on where your shoulders back and you settle like this. Mm-hmm. So you walk all day like this.
Good posture, though.
You know, you think. And then you take it off and you go, oh.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't. I forgot my shoulders had been back all day.
Uh-huh.
So I loved it. But after a while, I was like, dang, this kind of hurts. And I had these two giant knots in my shoulders from the suit, which, again, it happens. It's not because of the people that made the suit, because the suit was perfect. Arguably one of the best suits on the CW, I think. So the suit was great, and there's a reason it looks so great. Because I had to do stunts and stuff in it and wear them for long periods mm-hmm. of time, it started to hurt. But on One Piece, I told one of the set physical trainers about it, physical therapist, rather, and he came and he took those knots right out.
What?
Yeah, I usually just go to a masseuse and get, like, massages and stuff. Or stretch it out in the gym or whatever. But this dude, he used some kind of fancy electromagnetic situation.
Cool.
And they went away.
Like, for good, or is he just on set all the time? Like,
no, he came over to, like, my apartment. He used the thing twice. It went away. I think they came back once since, but they don't last like they used to. Like,
wow.
I get a massage and they're actually gone for real.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't feel the pain anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I guess, like, the super suit, that is a good answer, but I feel like everyone uses the super suit. I think one thing that's also tough, sometimes superhero projects can move really fast.
Mm-hmm.
TV moves fast in general, but there's been a couple of directors I've worked with in the past that do, like, one takes, and that's so hard.
It's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's just, you know, you want to make sure that you get it that first time. And thankfully, the way that I operate as an actor, I always sort of try to do what I planned the first time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do the one I planned first, just in case. The second one, I'm a little looser. And the third one is like my home run take. That's mm-hmm. just how I like to operate my brain. So if it's just the first take, I'm like putting all that pressure on, like, do the thing you planned really well.
Yeah.
You know, which can be hard. But, you know, it always turns out fine in the end. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, like, okay, how do you like wearing that harness? Because I've worn a harness a few times. And you're stuck in this thing like all day. You have to use a bathroom. You have to undo everything, mm-hmm. and it cuts into your like thighs.
That part hurts.
Bruising in your hip.
Yeah, I kind of love it.
You kind of love it?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I put on that harness and I'm like, I'm about to fly.
Boy's about to fly.
You know, like, I almost don't care how it feels. Like, I'm like, put me in the air. You know. I also did it a couple different ways for Batwing. Like, there was one when it was the harness when I had to catch Nicole Kang. There was another one when they put me on like a kind of like a seesaw.
Okay.
Like I was standing on it, strapped to it, and they would just kind of like on the other side, like move me up and down, mm-hmm. which is really cool. Yeah, like I get how harnesses can hurt, but like also the stunt teams that I've worked with are so top notch.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm hurting even a little bit, they can just tell. They're like, are you okay? We'll take it off. You know?
They take care of you.
So like if there's any uncomfortability, they fix it for me pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
You're a pro. You're such a pro.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've heard of, like, different actors have, like, different sort of, like, training things they do. Some actors are like, oh, I like to prep too much. I like to sort of just, like, be natural, organic, and wing it.
Right.
I'm an over-prepper. I like to know everything. Like, I know my name, mm-hmm. and then I feel like I can play.
Yeah.
Are you like that, too? Or what do you like?
That's a good question. It depends on the character and the project.
Okay.
I think, you know, in the beginning of my career, I started in theater. So all I knew was over-rehearsing, over-learning lines, like knowing everything.
Yeah.
To the point where in high school, my teacher would talk about the fact that like I would say everyone's lines for them. They dropped the line.
You're
like,
that person.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I was so new to it. I was like, I'm just trying to help. Like, but this is your line. This is your line. This is my line. I would just know the order of the story, word for word for word. And as time went on and I got into film and TV and I started to be told like, oh, it's more natural, it's more laid back. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. So then I started to not learn anyone else's lines and only learn cue lines mm-hmm. because it would force me on camera to listen. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, I don't know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's my cue line. And then I would, yep, you know,
you
so it
in.
Forced me to listen. Mm-hmm. Now I'm sort of back on my first thought style, I suppose. Like now I'm back in my, I want to know this line and all the five different ways that it could be and why they wrote it. And I want to know why she said that. Like, I'm in these scripts so deeply. Maybe that's because of my filmmaking and stuff, too. But there's so many things that this writer is trying to say. And I want to make sure I don't miss it. Mm-hmm. So I will now, even before auditions, call friends on FaceTime and have them just rehearse. Have them come over to do the audition. And we rehearse it three times before we do it. Just because I can't over-rehearse if I've been doing this for so long, mm-hmm. like I still know how to make it feel like I'm saying it for the first time.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. So how has directing affected acting for you?
It's made things. It has made me see acting in so many different ways mm-hmm. because now when I'm on camera, I am not just here. I'm making sure the shot makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like I have to now like know what the angle is so I can give you the best thing that you want.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know? You got like a technical mind now. You think about cameras and like
exactly
position everything and the look up and yeah. the moments. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like to not make my acting feel like it's a separate thing from the directing, uh-huh. but it's in tandem. We're hand in hand. So you put that camera there for a reason. So you want me to do something in this angle. The other thing that's made it harder is when I ever work with like difficult directors or directors that move in a way that I'm not used to, now I find it hard not to go around and make sure the crew's okay. Mm-hmm. Like that's all, because I've done it. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be like, you good? You tired? And it's not my job, but yeah. it has made that harder because I'm just like, oh, now I know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, now I get your job. Before, directing was this mysterious thing. Mm-hmm. And I just, when things felt odd, I was like, okay, it's not my job. Mm-hmm. But now I know what it is.
You get it now.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm.
Okay, another round.
Mm-hmm.
Truth or dare?
Let's do one more truth.
One more truth.
Dare right after that.
Okay.
I'll make my truth quick, though, so we can get to our dare.
Okay. What moment in your career felt terrifying at the time, even though it looked like a big win from the outside?
Ooh. Honestly, probably booking Batwoman.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because I had been in New York for 7 years. My first 4 years were really rough because I was my great aunt's caretaker and everything. And I was also starting my career. So I was like doing all this stuff. I was in the streets every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got,
hustling.
You know, I had like a sketch comedy show with my friends that was like getting, you know, a lot of rave reviews. And I got my first agent, blah, 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 blah. So finally I started booking commercials and then booking TV. And like, I was like, oh, I'm not struggling anymore. Like I have money. I'm paying my rent. Like everything's cool. I'm chilling. And then I booked Batwoman, and it was like, okay, and now we're moving you to Canada. And I was just like, but I had just got to that place where I was like, man, I love New York.
Yeah.
Like, I feel great here. And then I got snatched up out of there. So it was really scary. I remember Sarah Yarkin, who you had on this podcast not too long ago, we were hanging out, we had dinner, and I think I cried. I was like, oh, it's too soon, you know? But then as soon as I got to Vancouver, I was like, never mind, this place is great.
This place is dope, actually.
I'm never going back. Yeah, but it was hard at the time, but it was such a blessing. Like, as soon as I got to Batwoman, I was like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be.
That must be hard being away from everything and everyone that you know in a new city.
Yeah, it can be, yeah. I mean, One Piece was in South Africa. I was there for 5 months.
Really?
But I had the time of my life. Like,
I would love to go to, was it near Cape Town?
Was it was in Cape Town,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't complain about anything. I flew my mom out for the first time leaving the country. My dad came. I flew my little brother out. My best friend came. I had a blast.
What a gift.
Four safaris. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, and I it can be hard, you know, being so far away from your people, but not when you're doing One Piece. You know?
International
Woo, I'd go back. Come on. That was so fun.
Bring it on. I love that. I love that. Okay, so you wanted to do a dare.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit me.
Next dare. We're going to be doing something called speaking in tongues.
Okay.
Not religious.
Okay, I was going to say it sounds like church to me.
No. It's more like the game, like, make it make sense.
Okay.
Right? So We're supposed to invent our own language. One of us will pull a scenario from the word bowl here. You have 60 seconds to explain that scenario using only gibberish. No real words allowed.
Okay.
You must use body language to help communicate. The other person has to decipher what you're trying to explain before time runs out. If you don't guess it in 60 seconds, you spin the wheel of misfortune.
If I don't guess it, okay, bet.
Yeah, yeah, which neither of us will probably even be able to guess.
Okay.
It, but we're gonna try.
I'm ready.
Younger me would have, like, loved this. Like, I think I have my own language that I would, like, speak to myself when I was a child.
We'll dive into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Psychology of that.
So it's basically charades, but not English.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying whatever.
Okay. Yeah, just saying whatever.
Okay.
So
I like this.
First?
Okay. I'll go first. What's the game called again?
Speaking in tongues.
I like this game.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't tell you what this is.
No. It'd be a fun drinking game, actually. Not to encourage drinking.
Okay. I got 60 seconds?
60 seconds.
All right, start the clock, people. Okay. Hey, baby. Wait, what's that? And then, we put it back. And then, what's it? Me? Ah. And it's going past. Wait.
Are you carrying something? Okay. And something fell.
No,
you're holding something. Holding something. Okay. Well, you're trying to prevent something from breaking. Are you holding groceries? Child? You're preventing something from falling apart. Trying to hold it to prevent it from falling apart?
So close.
What was it?
It was just preventing it from falling, not falling apart.
Oh, like, my
I think
God.
You kind of got it.
That I kind of got that one. That was pretty good.
I don't know.
That was a good guess.
I think you kind of got it.
I think I got a pass on the spin.
Yeah, well done. Okay. Impressive.
Okay, I'm gonna take a turn here.
Come on.
A little swirly swirly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my God.
It's hard.
It is hard. Okay, this one is not really like... I can't really speak on this one, but I'll try.
Okay.
I shall make it pretty easy.
Drink of water. Choking. Choke. You're choking on water. You okay? You are choking.
I'm gonna make myself.
You about to throw up? Okay, you're not about to throw up. You're the water went down the wrong hole. Down the wrong pipe. Okay. So you drag something and you're choking. Went down the wrong pipe and it's in your chest. You can't breathe.
Okay, I give up.
Dang it. What was it?
You're choking on water and trying to recover.
Oh.
You pretty much got it.
I was close, but I still want to spin this wheel.
It's a spin, okay.
But I was pretty close.
You're pretty close. You need to give it a nice little whip.
Oh, snap. Don't want to break it. There we go.
Ooh, sour cream and onion candy.
Okay.
My least favorite.
That's that one
right there.
Oh, it's a big candy.
Yeah, it's a hard candy.
Oh, it smells awful.
Isn't it disgusting?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, I have that smell stuck in my mind. Like, you know when something is, like, scarring and it reminds you of a really bad memory?
Mm-hmm. I should have asked what was on the wheel before I spanned it. Oh.
How's it smell?
Really bad.
Okay. Oh, I can smell it from over here. Oh!
I'm not gonna lie to you. That's really gross.
Anything to promote One Piece.
Anything to promote One Piece. First chance.
Oh my God! I can smell the onion from this side of the couch.
So do I keep this in here?
I'm not gonna force you because I feel like I'm gonna vomit. Like I'm inhaling it, and it's
pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Now listen, if you dared me, I'd keep it in here, but I don't want to do that.
I'm not gonna force you. You can spit it.
Gross. I like it.
Okay, so we're gonna end the episode with a bang.
Already?
Dang. Yes, already. We're gonna do a hot jelly bean challenge.
Okay.
All right, so We each are going to be eating one jelly bean at a time.
Okay.
And after the other, these are very, very spicy, by the way. Some are going to be fine. Some are absolutely brutal. We've got milk and water right here. But the goal is to last as long as possible without going for those things.
Okay, bet.
Okay, so while the heat kicks in, I'm still going to be doing my hosting duties. I'm going to be asking you some rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
And you are going to have to answer them. So we're both going to be suffering
through
the whole process. Yeah, and whoever reaches for the milk first or water is the loser.
I'm going to let you know one thing right now. Okay. I'm not reaching for that milk.
You're not?
I don't care how hot these jelly beans. I'll put a handful of jelly beans in my milk.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that offer.
Which part?
The not reaching for the milk part.
Okay, great.
And usually I let people just spit into the cup, but if you're so bold, I think you should be eating those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the loser is going to have to take a run at the shock tato. It's going to have to get
electrocuted. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Can I do that even if I win?
Yeah, okay, you go at it. Vibrated.
Okay, so am I eating one per question, or how does it, am I just going for it?
I think just going for it. We each are going to just be like taking turns going for it. You know, just feeling for the heat, you know? Okay, that so that one's mine.
Oh, yeah. You're the man. I got chocolate milk.
Chocolate almond milk. That's literally my favorite. I put that in coffee every single morning. Every morning. I love chocolate milk in coffee.
So so the people know, they had oat milk. No, whole milk.
Whole milk.
I'm lactose, you know what I'm saying? So I asked for anything but, and they gave me almond. Almond does not help with spice. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I went off my favorite.
And I'm ready. I'm not scared of y'all, okay?
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid of these jelly beans. All right, come on. So you're eating these too?
I'm eating them too.
Should I hold them for us?
Sure.
Do we spin this or should we just go for it?
I don't know. At this point, I'm just going to start grabbing randoms.
Okay, we're...
Okay. All right, so...
Here we go.
Here we go. Atlanta or L.A.?
L.A.
Oh my God, you're popping them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sneakers or boots?
Ooh! Wait a minute!
That only lasted so long.
Wait a minute!
You two in a row so fast.
Oh, what was the question?
Wait, you said L.A., right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We
said sneakers or boots.
Sneakers. Oh my God.
Oh. It hurts.
Wait, come on.
City or nature?
Woo! Oh my God. I didn't expect this to be this hot.
City or nature?
City.
Okay, call or text?
Woo! Text. No, call.
Home cooked or takeout?
Home cooked. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna do another one.
Loud music or silent?
Oh, silent.
Okay.
Woo!
Gym
or sleep? What was that?
Gym or sleep?
Gym or sleep?
Yeah.
Sleep.
I'm like squinting through this. It hurts so much.
I'm crying.
Routine or variety?
Variety.
Early call time or late rap?
Oh my God.
I'm trying the other side.
What is that one? Sriracha? Oh my God!
Traded sides.
I'm so sorry. What was the question? I'm sweating from my mouth. I'm drooling.
Early call time or late rap?
Late rap.
Okay, me too. I like late rap.
I did so many night shoots on Batwoman.
Uh-huh.
This is awful.
Oh my God.
This is awful.
Work first or fun first?
Fun. Wait, first? Work.
Yeah, employment's nice.
Fun after, I guess.
Franchise or indie?
Indie. Or wait, I've done indie.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
Lead or another follow? One.
Lead. What is this? Jalapeno?
Oh, almost done. Respect or attention?
Respect. Is my nose running?
No, you're good. Okay. You're good. Spend now or save later?
Save later. I'm super cheap.
Me too. Comfort or risk?
Don't look crazy. Risk, as you know.
Ugh.
It's getting better. I'm getting used to these now. Now that I've cried it all out.
Okay, last question.
Uh-huh.
Would you do this challenge again?
No. Of course not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
One of us went for the milk.
Can I drink it now?
Yeah.
I'm not reaching for it first, though.
Stuck in my... teeth. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think I had like 7. Oh. Wow, I'm sweating.
You're like dripping.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Okay.
I'm gonna take this out.
Woo! That was terrible.
Cam, you crushed that.
Right back at you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You did a great job.
I'm a mess right now. Oh my goodness.
I will say this right now. I think I had like three.
Listen.
You popped those two back to back like they were nothing.
I thought it was going to be like, when you get to five or six, it's going to be bad. I didn't know the first two were going to be awful.
Oh.
Also, for the record, I don't do spice. I never mentioned that, by the way.
You're a Southern boy that doesn't do spice?
I used to, but like, now, Jesus, I can't breathe.
Reminds me of that character from Mad TV. Do you remember her? What's her name? Lorraine or something? She goes, Oh, that yeah, the milk helps.
This chocolate milk is fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is so good. I haven't had chocolate milk in a long time.
That's Silk does that. Shout out to Silk. If they could sponsor us, I'd be down. Good plant-based option.
Silk, sponsor this lovely woman.
Yes.
This is fantastic. And so is she.
Okay, so.
Mm.
Cam, I feel kind of bad now.
Why? Is there more?
No, there's nothing more. Okay. There's like more for you to do.
Ooh.
You did such a good job with that. You crushed that.
Thank you so much. Right back at you.
This is a huge testament to you as an actor being professional and giving it 110% at all times.
Listen, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My tongue is on fire.
Yeah, my like left part of my cheek is like flames right now.
This like helps for a second and then it comes right back.
Drink as much as you want. I'm going to welcome you into Bee's Friendship Club.
Hey.
Yes, you've definitely earned it today.
I'm honored.
I got a friendship bracelet for you.
Okay. It's still yelling at me right here.
Yeah, I can see it. They get stuck in the molars.
I can't.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
I think by far, though, the sour cream and onion candy was worse, though.
I agree.
Yeah, that was
nasty. Awful. That, like, wasn't fun.
No.
Jolly Ranchers, that was fun. Oh, Jolly, what is it called?
Just Jelly beans.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
So I got a plethora for you to choose from.
Oh, my goodness.
You can pick which one you like.
Okay, I see a Mr. Five Red in here.
Okay, nice. You know on theme.
Boom.
Dun, 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 dun. You're in.
I'm in.
Yay.
Call me a heart attack.
I love it. Okay, let me help you out here. These ones are a little finicky.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
Perfect.
Boom.
Look at that.
Yes. Bling, 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 bling.
Thank you so much for this.
So before we end the episode, tell the people what you're working on, where they can find you. I know you got some music coming out.
I do.
Okay.
Whew. Okay. One Piece comes out March 10th. I have a song coming out when this episode comes out, February 13th. I have a song coming out in March. March is the beginning of my new sound. All the music I've been dropping is things I've recorded 5 years ago. Some songs I've written 13 years ago. Starting in March, these are brand new songs that I've just recorded, that I've just written. So it's like my new persona as a musician that I'm really excited about. I have a couple of things that I'm writing. I'm going to shoot a short film in Africa this summer. Yeah, there's quite a few exciting things I'm working on, both behind the camera. Oh, and I leave to shoot a movie soon.
What?
Yeah, I head to Italy to shoot a indie film that I don't know how much I can say yet, but I'm really excited about it.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
I love that.
I appreciate it.
Yes! Thank you so much for like coughing.
For dying.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Celebrity Truth or Dare. I'll end it a little bit more gentle. That was so much fun.
That was so
Thank
fun.
You for being such a trooper.
Of course.
Love it.
That
Thank
was fun.
You, Cam.
Thank you.
It's the suspense.
You scared me. You just your reaction.
Okay.
Well, you muscled through that.
That's terrible.
God. Butter?
Like a popcorn.
I don't think there's popcorn. I don't think that's popcorn.
What is? Wait a minute.
Is that good? Did you get lucky?
It tastes like a. It's like a lemon. I shaved a lemon. I'm eating the lemon scrapes.
Okay. There's peach, top banana, or
peach?
Strawberry banana smoothie.
It's pretty good.
I think you got lucky.
Okay. And then brown one.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
That could be cappuccino or liver and onions. think it's safe to say that was liver and onions.
Oh my god, that was awful. That was so gross.
That's it for this episode of Celebrity Truth or Dare. Thank you so much for watching. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you never have to miss another moment. We got more iconic celebrities coming your way. See you next time.
Oh, my God.
Trying the other
what is that one? Sriracha? Oh, my God.
Traded sauce.